This is Frankly Speaking on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio with Deacon Frank DeFrank, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
When I first looked at the gospel passage of Jesus' genealogy in the first chapter of St. Matthew's gospel, I wondered, what in the world could I glean from it that would make spiritual sense for me as I prepare for Christmas? Part of the answer came from a description I read about the word genealogy. Its root in the original Greek is Genesis. As we know, that's the name of the first book of the Bible which describes creation. Here in the first chapter, Matthew is laying out the theological foundation for his claim that in Jesus, God has made a new creation, a new Adam. But what I found more intriguing is the meaningful picture that emerges from Matthew's description of Jesus' family tree. And what a curious family tree it is. Saints, sinners, dictators, vagabonds, incompetents, womanizers, all human life is there. Murder, treachery, incest, adultery, prostitution, as Zorba the Greek might describe it, the whole catastrophe. In the first list of 14 names, there are three women, an unusual feature: Tamar, Rahab, and Ruth. Tamar gives birth to twins by her father-in-law. Rahab was a prostitute, and Ruth was a Moabite, a foreigner. In the second list of 14, there's another woman, Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite. We know her story. King David observed her bathing, seduced her, then he had her husband killed so that he could marry her. At the end of the third section, a fifth woman is mentioned, Mary, the mother of Jesus. It's not by any stretch of the imagination an edifying litany of names that leads us to Mary and Jesus. But this is the world into which they entered. This is how God enters into human affairs. As been said, God writes straight with crooked lines. St. Matthew makes it clear that Jesus, the Son of God, participates in our nature. He enters our life as it is, not as it should be, because as it should be doesn't exist in the moment. Is that not reassuring? We are a part of a world of imperfect people who have been loved into existence by God and who can live out God's plan effectively with God's grace, which bridges our inadequacies, levels our limitations, forgives our sins. As we approach Christmas, that reality might give us pause to thank Jesus for letting us know he understands us, that he wants to identify with us, and that he stands ready to bring us to renewed life if we ask him. I'm sure he wouldn't refuse us anything on his birthday, Christmas. I say, bring it on. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever.